Hello, a warm welcome to Dumi's Daily Grind. I am Dumi and I am excited to have you here with me today. I have established this channel to share my life experiences, drawing inspirations from personal experiences, wisdom gained from others, lessons learned over time, and insights gained particularly focusing on sobriety, attaining inner peace, serenity, and overall mental well-being, with an emphasis on spiritual growth. If you resonate with this content, please consider liking this video and subscribing to the channel. Today I run through navigating change, providing practical strategies for moving through the stages of behavioral change. I will be doing so by using a short story and highlighting some areas where we need to recognize that change may be required for life improvement. Firstly, let me look at the definition of change. Now, change is a process of transition or transformation from one state, condition, or situation to another. It involves altering or modifying something, whether it be a behavior, a belief, or circumstances, or a physical entity, to bring about a different outcome or a different result. Change can manifest in various forms, such as behavioral change, which involves modifying one's actions, habits, or patterns of behavior. It may entail adopting new behaviors, discontinuing harmful habits, or improving existing practices to achieve a desired goal or outcome. Cognitive change refers to the transformation of one's thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, or perspective. It often involves challenging and restructuring cognitive patterns to promote greater understanding, insight, or clarity. Emotional change involves the regulation, expression, or management of one's emotions. It may entail developing emotional intelligence, coping with difficult emotions, or cultivating positive emotional states. There are other types of change, such as social change and environmental change, which at the moment are not really a concern for us. Change can be initiated either voluntarily or involuntarily, and it can occur gradually or abruptly. It often requires effort, intentionality, and adaptation as individuals navigate the complexities of transition and adjustment. So then, let's look at why is it necessary for us to embark on change. Well, change is an inherent and inevitable aspect of life. It provides opportunities for growth, for learning and evolution, enabling us as individuals to adapt to new circumstances, to overcome challenges that we may face, and to strive towards desired outcomes. Embracing change with openness, resilience, and willingness to learn can lead to personal development, empowerment, and the realization of one's full potential. In any case, avoiding change is futile, as change is inevitable, whether you like it or you don't. So let me give a few examples or a few models that can be applied to behavioral change, specifically as here we talk about mental health, personal and spiritual growth, and this is what I am learning and I'm trying to achieve this change one day at a time. These models have been developed by various researchers, psychologists, and behavioral scientists. A quick mention of some of these models are the health benefit model, the theory of behavior model, the social cognitive theory by Albert Bandura, the self-determination theory, and the trans-theoretical model, TTM, which will be my main focus for today's episode. The trans-theoretical model was developed by a psychologist called James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente in the late 1970s and early 1980s, which proposes a staged model of behavioral change, highlighting the cyclical nature of behavior change and the importance of readiness, motivation, and self-efficacy. This model has been widely used in substance abuse treatment, smoking cessation programs, and other health behavioral interventions, showing effectiveness in promoting behavioral change and guiding intervention strategies. This model contains typically six stages, starting with the pre-contemplation stage, where individuals in the stage are not yet considering change and may be unaware of the need to change, possibly exhibiting resistance, denial, or lack of awareness regarding the negative consequences of their behaviors. This is very common in cases of substance use disorders and addiction. When someone is in the stage, interventions may focus on increasing awareness, providing education to that individual, and enhancing motivation for the change to happen in that individual. Although whoever may be doing these interventions will experience a lot of pushback. The next one is the contemplation stage, where individuals are considering the possibilities of change but have not yet committed to taking any action. They weigh the pros and cons of changing their behavior and may experience ambivalence or uncertainty. These individuals may be assisted through the involvement of exploring the reasons for change, addressing the barriers to change, and enhancing self-efficacy. Once that is done, the individual then enters the preparation stage, where they have made a commitment to change and are preparing to take action in the near future. They may begin by taking small steps towards the change, such as setting goals, seeking support, or gathering information. It is important at this stage to focus on the development of coping strategies, building confidence, and setting realistic goals. Once goal setting is done, one can enter the action stage where they can actively engage in modifying their behavior and implementing their change plan. Making specific changes to their lifestyle, habits, and routines to support their goals, such as asking for help and seeking treatment. Now, at this stage, the individual must receive support. They must receive some reinforcement and skill building to maintain motivation and momentum towards this desired goal. The final step is the maintenance stage, where individuals have successfully changed their behavior and are working to sustain those changes over time. They may employ strategies to prevent relapse, cope with cravings or triggers, and integrate new behaviors into their daily lives. And interventions at this stage may focus on relapse prevention, enhancing self-efficacy, and promoting long-term adherence to healthy behaviors. Now, for some, relapse is a possibility, and we have to speak about it. The relapse stage is a common occurrence in behavioral change process and may occur at any stage. Individuals may revert to previous patterns of behavior despite their efforts to change. Interventions in the stage or interventions following a relapse may involve re-evaluating one's goals, identifying the triggers, and revisiting strategies that are set out in the change process that were put together initially. These stages represent a cyclical process of behavior, with individuals potentially moving back and forth between the stages as they progress towards a sustained change. And understanding these stages can inform the development and implementation of interventions, which are tailored to the individual themselves, their readiness for change, and the support for the journey toward their behavioral change and their recovery. Now, I'm going to look at a practical example for this process, and the practical example of overcoming addiction through these stages of change. And I'll use an example of a 35-year-old female who I shall name Tembeka, who finds herself at a crossroads. Now, for years, she has struggled with alcohol addiction, but now she realizes that she couldn't continue living this way. Her health was deteriorating, her relationships were strained, and she knew deep down that something needed to be changed. Tembeka's journey began in a pre-contemplation stage, which was mentioned before, and despite the mounting evidence of negative consequences of her alcohol use, she remained in denial, convinced that she didn't have a problem. It wasn't until her closest friend, Gilebogile, set her down for a heart-to-heart conversation that Tembekile began to consider the possibility of changing. Gilebogile gently confronted Tembeka about her drinking habits, expressing concern for her well-being and offering support. Though resistant at first, Tembeka couldn't shake the feeling that maybe her friend Gilebogile was actually right. As Tembeka entered the contemplation stage, she found herself wrestling with conflicting emotions. On one hand, she yearned for a life free from the grip of alcohol. On the other hand, she feared the uncertainty of change and the challenges that lay ahead of her. She spent countless hours reflecting on her past, weighing the pros and the cons of continuing down the same path versus embarking on a new journey of sobriety. With Gilebogile's unwavering support, Tembeka eventually transitioned into a preparation stage. She attended her first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, eager to learn more about recovery and connect with others who understood her struggles. She also sought out counseling towards addressing the underlying issues that contributed to her addiction, such as unresolved trauma and low self-esteem. Now, armed with newfound knowledge and determination, Tembeka began taking small steps towards change, setting boundaries with toxic influences, and practicing healthier coping mechanisms. In the action stage, Tembeka fully committed herself to her recovery journey. She immersed herself in therapy, participating actively in support groups and implementing strategies to avoid triggers and cravings. Each day brought its own set of challenges, but Tembeka persisted, drawing strength from her support networks and newfound sense of purpose. She celebrated her victories, no matter how small they were, and learned from her setbacks, understanding that progress was not linear, but was part of the larger process of growth and transformation. As Tembeka entered the maintenance stage, she was happy about how far she had come in her sobriety journey, and she was very happy with her new normal. She cherished a newfound clarity, peace, and joy that filled her life. She remained vigilant and in safeguarding her recovery, attending regular meetings, practicing self-care, and nurturing healthy relationships. Though she knew that the journey was far from over, Tembeka felt a sense of pride and empowerment in knowing that she had the tools and support to navigate whatever challenges that lay ahead of her. She knows that this journey is a lifelong one. And now, in months following this commitment, she began to explore new hobbies and interests, rediscovering passions that she had long neglected during her years in addiction, reconnecting to friends and family that she had abandoned before, and she was able to rebuild trust and fostering meaningful connections in her life. Now, as Tembeka continued on her journey of recovery, she encountered various challenges and obstacles along the way, moments of temptation, and when she felt the pull of her old habits, and there were times when self-doubt really did creep in, threatening to derail her progress. She stayed strong and was able to deal with the challenges at that time, and she realized that recovery was not a destination, but rather a long life process. There came a time, however, where despite Tembeka's determination and progress, she faced another setback and experienced a relapse. All triggers did actually resurface, and despite her best efforts to resist, Tembeka found herself reaching for a bottle of alcohol. The relapse was very harsh on Tembeka, And it was a blow to her confidence and her resolve. She felt ashamed and defeated, questioning whether she was truly capable of overcoming her addiction to alcohol. But amidst the turmoil, Thembeka reminded herself that relapse was not the end of the world and not a sign of failure. However, it was an opportunity for growth for her. It was an opportunity for her to learn. This helped her to work on the guilt and shame that she felt, and it gave her the courage to reach out to her support network, her therapist and her friends, and asking them for guidance as to how to deal with the relapse that she was experiencing. Now, she was reassured that her relapse didn't erase her progress or define her worth as a person. Instead, it served as a wake-up call, highlighting areas where she needed to strengthen her coping skills and her resilience. With renewed determination, Thembeka was able to recommit herself to her recovery journey once again. She revisited the strategies that had helped her in the past, doubling down on therapy sessions, attending more frequent support group meetings, and practicing mindfulness techniques to manage her stress and cravings and to build her relationship with her God of her own understanding. Through the process of relapse and recovery, Thembeka gained valuable insights into her triggers and vulnerabilities. She did manage to identify the patterns of behavior that led her to the relapse and was able to develop healthier ways of coping with stress and navigating emotions. Thembeka also learned to be more forgiving, to be more forgiving and compassionate towards herself, understanding that setbacks were a natural part of life and did not diminish her progress or her potential growth. She then emerged stronger and more resilient from her relapse. She became an even greater source of inspiration from others who are still struggling with addiction to alcohol or any other substances. She was able to share her experience openly and honestly, and advocating openly and honestly, and persevere through the adversities. Now, Thembeka's story highlights the importance of relapse prevention strategies. Let us not forget that, such as identifying triggers, building a strong support network, and prioritizing self-care in maintaining long-term sobriety. Thembeka's journey of relapse and recovering served as a powerful reminder that addiction was a complex, multifaceted disease, but with dedication, resilience, and support, it was possible to overcome even the most challenging obstacles and build a life of health, happiness, and fulfillment. Thembeka's journey exemplifies the stages of change outlined in the beginning within the trans-theoretical model of behavioral change, from the initial denial and resistance in the pre-contemplation stage to the moments of self-reflection and ambivalence in the contemplation stage. Thembeka navigated through the various phases with courage and determination. Thembeka transitioned into the preparation stage, where she took concrete steps towards her recovery by seeking professional help. And in the action stage, she fully committed herself to change, embracing therapy, implementing coping strategies, and confronting her addiction head on. As Thembeka entered the maintenance stage, she demonstrated resilience in the face of challenges and setbacks, continuously learning and growing from her experiences. Even when she encountered a relapse, Thembeka remained steadfast in her determination to overcome her addiction, utilizing the skills and support systems that she had cultivated along the way. Through her journey of relapse and recovery, Thembeka emerged stronger, more self-aware, and more empowered than ever before. Her story does serve as a beacon of hope for anyone struggling with addiction, illustrating that change is possible at any stage of the journey, and that the setbacks are not the end, but rather an opportunity for growth and renewal. Tembega's transformation is a testament to the power of the stages of change in facilitating lasting behavioral change and in achieving sustained recovery. By embracing the principles of self-awareness, determination, and resilience, Tembega not only conquered her addiction, but also reclaimed her life, inspiring others to embark on their paths of healing and transformation. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And this is an example of what some of us go through. And I hope it serves as encouragement to you if you are in the contemplation stage or any of the other stages of change. Change has to be embraced. And it takes a lot of courage to start that journey. But once the step has been taken, then the road becomes easier. So, I will see you in the next episode, and thank you so much for listening until the end. I appreciate you. Goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your day.